On Robin Hood Radio, it's nice to welcome Dr. Herko from Sharon Hospital in New Vance Health with us again this morning, but something slightly different, but as important, if not more important. Dr. Herko, thanks for joining us again today.
Sure. It's great to be on again. We love the airtime, so I can't get enough of it. We've had an issue with a cohort of patients that are non-related to the COVID epidemic and pandemic. And it was brought to our attention earlier this week, and now it's actually starting to promulgate and grow a little faster than anticipated. So with that, our Vice President of Medical Affairs, Dr. Mark Marshall, who's here, has some interesting guidelines and some background as to what's going on.
All right. Hey, Mark, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Marshall. Nice to be with you. So I'll agree with Dr. Herko. It's nice not to be talking about the COVID virus pandemic for a few moments, but another serious issue has arisen that I think your listeners should know about. This week, we have hospitalized at least six patients for the toxic ingestion of a plant that they mistakenly picked while foraging for wild ramps. It's now wild ramp season, and people are out foraging. But there is a plant that looks similar as it's sprouting. The leaves are similar, but it is extremely toxic. And the plant is called the false hellebore plant. And it grows in the same area as the wild ramps and looks similar and has fooled several people. And the toxicity is severe. This is something that I want your listeners to be aware of.
Okay, now when you say the toxicity is severe, if what are the... Just for people out there that might have been out picking ramps or know somebody that picks ramps, what are the signs that they might have been affected by this?
The initial signs are and symptoms are nausea and vomiting. That's the first thing that usually happens, and it usually starts between 30 minutes and a couple of hours after eating the plant. The nausea and vomiting can be severe. The more serious side effects that occur is that it affects your heart rate and your blood pressure. It causes a slowing of the heartbeat and a drop in the blood pressure, which can cause people to feel dizzy and even pass out. Eventually, it can actually affect the breathing, and it can cause a sweating and drooling and diarrhea. And people who develop any of those symptoms should be evaluated immediately, because they may need specific treatment. The plant, once ingested, if it causes nausea, then the person who ingests it should seek treatment right away. Trying to tell the difference between this plant, the false hellebore, and the ramp may be a little difficult for the novice forager. And so I would strongly urge people who are not experienced at foraging for ramps to not consume any plants that they haven't really well identified, preferably with an experienced forager, and not consume anything that they're not sure about.
You know, it's interesting you bring this up, because obviously with what's been going on, we do have a lot of people staying in the area that aren't necessarily up here all the time and don't realize that, especially early in the season, what you just pointed out, ramps and this other plant look extremely, if not almost identically alike, as they're just beginning to sprout. So that is probably why you're seeing such a high incidence of this year. We've always heard about you have to be careful with mushrooms and everything, but and people like to use edible flowers, but this particular instance with these ramps that aren't ramps can make you extremely sick.
Absolutely.
Just another one of the problems that you're facing at Sharon Hospital. I think it's absolutely amazing that with everything that the hospital is going through right now, how well and how great you operate, especially with the emergency department now, with all the concerns. So, Dr. Herko, would you have anything to say about this?
No, it's just great that we actually have the local expertise and the experience to recognize and deal with this, and at the same time continue with our preparations as we had discussed earlier this morning for our COVID patients and how we move toward the next phase of this this event, because over the next 6 to 8 months we will have intermittent flare-ups of the COVID issue, but we have to always remember that we still have the day-to-day issues, the normal illnesses, the little traumas, the coronary artery issues, all the stuff that our population tends to have, will continue to have that, and we just have to be prepared and be able to accommodate these two disparate populations. Kudos to the team and everyone who's really been prepared for this. So, good job.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Herko and Dr. Marshall. Nice to speak to you again, although under adverse circumstances. Thank you very much for your information, and we'll try to make people aware of this.
Yes, thank you, Marshall. We appreciate it. I'll just add that if anyone has any questions, they should contact the hospital and or the Poison Control Center immediately. And if anyone inadvertently consumes this plant or any other, they should seek medical attention right away.